Hawaii weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, a blend of clouds and sun, mid-70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, lower 40s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny, mid-70s with calm winds. Tomorrow night, clear skies around 43. As we enter Friday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs around 74 degrees. Right now, it's 52.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Wednesday. President Donald Trump, the Republican candidate for U.S. President carrying the Sunflower State, as well as Republican Roger Marshall, who is in a contentious race with Democratic challenger Barbara Bollier for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Pat Roberts. In U.S. House races from the Sunflower State, it was District 1 going to Republican Tracy Mann, District 2 Jake LaTourneur, and Ron Estes securing his congressional seat against Democratic challenger Laura Lombard. Another Kansas prison inmate has died of the coronavirus, and hospital admissions are high as case numbers soar statewide. The Kansas Department of Corrections announced yesterday a COVID-19 inmate at the Ellsworth Correctional Facility died Monday. The inmate, whose name wasn't released, was 76 and had underlying conditions. And the warm temperatures in the Sunflower State set to stay with us through the end of the week. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select discount vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock new T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 8,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to four loaded credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
A former Wichita public school teacher has become Kansas' first transgender legislator. Democrat Stephanie Byers beat Republican Cindy Howerton last night in the race to represent Kansas' 86th district, which includes portions of South Wichita. Byers, who's also of Native American descent, said she's grateful for those who voted for her. The retired North High School band and orchestra director said she hopes her service will help show that LGBTQ people can step up there and do the job that's expected. A Kansas high school principal has been suspended indefinitely after a student complained last month that she had been asked to remove her Islamic headscarf, known as a hijab. The Geary County School Board voted this week to suspend Junction City High School principal Melissa Sharp. On October 21st, a student said she was told by a hall monitor to remove the hijab, prompting a protest the next day by several students. Sharp sent an email to parents a few days later saying the incident never happened. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Republican Representative Don Bacon scored a third term in Congress yesterday despite a tough challenge from a progressive Democrat in Nebraska's competitive second congressional district. Bacon defeated social worker and nonprofit executive Kara Eastman in a rematch that echoed the 2016 race, which Eastman also narrowly lost. Bacon's voting record mostly aligned with President Donald Trump. He repeatedly pitched himself as bipartisan during the campaign. Nebraska officials say the surge in COVID-19 cases in the state has led to record-high hospitalizations that are straining the state's healthcare system. The number of people hospitalized with the virus in the state set another new record on Sunday with 613, which was one more than the previous day. Nebraska's largest hospitals have all started limiting elective surgeries as they work to handle the increase in COVID-19 patients. Mid-American at Work News.
Marshall County Clerk Sandy Wilson was reelected Tuesday, holding off a challenge from Crystal Busey with 56% of votes. With a write-in challenge from Richard Hole yet to be fully tabulated, it appears 3rd District Commissioner Keith Bramhall will be reelected with 902 votes. Washington County had no contested local elections. In Nemahal County, 2nd and 3rd District County Commissioner seats were up for election, with Jason Cook holding off a write-in challenge in the 2nd District, garnering 65% of votes with 1,252. Write-in challengers tallied 523. Greg Allen, who remained on the ballot after he earlier withdrew from the race for personal reasons, got 144. 3rd District Commissioner Dennis Henry was unseated, as challenger Dylan Kime nets 63% of ballots. Republican Lisa Mosier handily defeated Jim Swim in a race for Kansas House with 75% of votes throughout the 106th District. Mosier won two-thirds of Marshall County ballots and took 82% in Washington and Nemahal counties, respectively. Dennis Pyle was reelected to the Kansas Senate with 72%, including 75% in Marshall, 79% in Nemahal County. Tracy Mann wins the big first district for U.S. House with 72%. That was his margin in Marshall County. Washington County showed 85%. Jake LeTourneur wins the second district race with 56%, including 70% in Marshall, 79% in Nemahal County. Roger Marshall takes the U.S. Senate seat with 54% of votes. Marshall County showed 68%, Washington 79%. For President Donald Trump, won the state's 6 electoral seats with a 57% margin. He was the strong favorite locally in Marshall County with 73%, Washington 82%, and Nemahal County 78%. For Gage County, 2nd District Supervisor Emily Haxby defeated Monty Merkel by a nearly two-thirds majority for the seat held by Matt Bauman, who did not run. In the 6th District, Don Schuler took Don Schuster, winning nearly 70% of the ballots, fending off a write-in campaign from Schuster. Marysville USD 364 advising Monday afternoon an elementary student tested positive for COVID-19. That individual will not return to class for 14 days. District protocol has been initiated for cleaning and contact tracing. Classes will continue as normal since this is the only active case currently in the district. Officials will continue to monitor the situation and ask public cooperation as well as awareness of the increasing threat of the virus. Symptoms are similar to the regular influenza and include fever, coughing, and shortness of breath. Those who may experience these or other symptoms should consult a health professional. Marshall County went from 16 to 44 positive cases last week alone. Reported positive cases in Washington County grew to 39 as of Monday, nearly double that of Friday, with one hospitalization and 13 pending results. Broadest number of cases are in the age ranges from 18 to 34 and 55 plus. Meanwhile, hard hit Nemahal County Tuesday reporting another 2 COVID-related deaths. Both individuals reportedly 65 years of age or older. These have been the 3rd and 4th fatalities to date, as positive cases in Nemahal County increased to 110, nearly double that of a week ago. They have just a single current hospitalization. Mildred E. Reinecke, age 93, of Seneca, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m., with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Baileyville. Visitation Wednesday at the Lauer Funeral of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Mildred Reinecke. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue chicken, cornbread, baked potato, mixed vegetables, and plums. Tomorrow, spaghetti with meat sauce, garlic bread, tossed salad, and apricots. KNDY News Time 7:13.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Ribs or burn-ins? Burn-ins or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We are continuing to see quiet weather all across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. High pressure system overhead. It looks like sunny skies over the next several days, and we are continuing to see these nice warm temperatures as we're seeing winds out of the west southwest aloft. It looks like we'll continue to see temperatures in the 70s all the way through the end of the week. We do have a system that will move into the area as we head into the end of the weekend, early parts of next week, bringing a chance of rain and snow as well as cooler temperatures. So across the area, blend of clouds and sun, mid-70s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies in the lower 40s. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-70s with calm winds. Tomorrow night, mostly clear at 43. As we get into Friday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the mid-70s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early November, 60. Record high on this date, 82. The average low, 38. The record low, 17. Sunset this evening, 5:19. Sunrise in the morning at 6:55. Mostly clear, 52 degrees. A light south wind this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 4th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Here's your drinks. Have a supersonic day.
Nick, in the morning, you don't even speak full words, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, Nick, and you're just like, oh.
I don't look forward to any other drink like I do my morning drink.
Sonic's Morning Drink Stop. Large drinks for 99 cents and large specialty drinks for $1.49 before 10 a.m. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins. Mobile ordering available only at select locations.
Baseball Gold Glove winners announced. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. 8 straight Gold Gloves for Nolan Arenado, the Rockies' third baseman winning the National League Award at his position this year. Meanwhile, Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts taking home his 5th Golden Glove in a row, although it's his first in the National League after winning the first 4 with the Red Sox. Royals outfielder Alex Gordon, who's retiring, ended his career on a high note, winning his 8th career Gold Glove Award.
Just felt like the right time for me with my family and everything, just spending more time with them and knowing my body, I just felt like it was the right time to go. But this is kind of the perfect retirement present.
Also keeping a Gold Glove streak alive, Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo, who won the National League Award at first for the 3rd straight year. NFL, the Buccaneers have officially activated Antonio Brown from the suspended list. Head coach Bruce Arians says he expects Brown to play a role in Tampa's game against the Saints this weekend. 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan says the injury to quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo's ankle is not a re-aggravation of an old injury, but instead a completely new and more serious one.
That's usually 4 to 6 weeks for those high ankle sprains. It is worse than the last one. That's why surgery is an option. So we're just getting different doctors' opinions now. Whatever's best for him long term is obviously what we'll decide on. But if he does need the surgery, then it'll be all year. If not, then open 6 weeks, get a chance to get back at them.
NBA sources say Commissioner Adam Silver told team executives on Monday that time is running out on the possibility of starting the next season before Christmas Day.
I'm told that there's a deadline really of days. There's not even a week left right now to try to get a start to next season with an opening night on December 22nd and training camps that would start around December 1st, which is obviously less than a month away.
ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night regional football action. Marysville at southeast of Saline. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover entertains Axta live on FM 95.5. Frankfurt hosting St. John's Beloit. Streaming only on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economic Barometer rose 27 points to a reading of 183 in October. That's setting an all-time high for the index. Farmers more optimistic about both the future and current financial situations on the farm. The current condition index rose 36 points to a reading of 178, and the future expectation index climbed 23 points to 186. Since bottoming out this summer, the ag economy has rebounded sharply, and the dramatic improvement in sentiment mirrors the turnaround in the farm income picture. Organizers say the early fall rally in commodity prices, combined with government program payments, boosted farm income. Corn and soybean prices continue to rally, even though the U.S. corn yield expected to set a record high, and USDA projects soybean yields to be the fourth highest on record. Comparing their farm's financial condition today to a year ago, 25% of survey respondents said their farm was better off financially now than the same time a year ago. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler taking a wait-and-see approach regarding 35 waiver requests under the Renewable Fuel Standard. Administrator Wheeler has said that the refiner appealed to the Supreme Court, waiting to see if they'll take it up or not and then what they'll do with it. Earlier in the year, appeals court ruled the EPA could not grant waivers for refiners whose previous waivers had lapsed. Now, the oil industry appealing that ruling, and Wheeler said he thinks it would be inappropriate to either grant or deny them until the litigation has run its course. The EPA also considering an additional 17 gap year waiver requests that are expected to be denied. In September, the EPA denied 54 gap year waivers, and the Renewable Fuel Association at the time called those requests a bizarre attempt by the oil industry to circumvent an appeal court ruling. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as this Wednesday morning begins and progresses on, we're seeing a mix to, I'll say, higher start to the day through the overnight session. Briefly, let's first recap at how yesterday's livestock figures finished out, as it was a mostly lower day. December live cattle dropped to 107.82. Feeder cattle also dropped for the day. November feeders down to 136.12. December lean hogs did finish higher, up to 65. 540, but lower numbers beyond that. Into the grains now. Through the overnight session, we're seeing a mostly positive day. December corn currently up 0.75 cents at 401 3/4. March up to 407 1/2. That's up 1 1/2. The entire wheat complex with some green. Chicago spring Kansas City wheat with a slight gain. December KC wheat to 560 1/4. That's up 3 1/4 cents. March to 566. That's up 3 3/4. Soybeans are mostly higher this morning, except for November beans. They dropped 2 3/4 back down to 10.56 1/4, excuse me. However, they leave the board soon. January beans back up 9 1/4 to 10.73 1/2. December soybean meals up 5.40 to 3.82.60. Soy oil also up 35 points at 34.13. Mostly higher for the cotton, as December cotton's up 14 at 70.38. A look through the energy markets, mostly higher except for natural gas once again, currently down 3 at 3.02. From there on, heating oil's up 2 to 1.15. Unleaded gas is up a penny to 109 a gallon, and December crude oil is up $1.05 at 38.70. January's to 39.01, that's up 102. Into the metals, we see December gold drop $2 at 19.08.60. Silver is currently down 20 cents at 24.13 an ounce. Stock markets this morning starting slightly higher. December dollar index down 24 points at 93.33. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty at Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty at Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday, only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock, UTO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Our gardening guru, Jim Fussell, is with us again today talking about pumpkins. Is it a fruit? Is it a vegetable? The answer is yes. Is it a squash or is it a pumpkin? The answer is yes. He'll explain after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Gardening guru Jim Fussell again today talking about pumpkins.
Now, for using pumpkins, carving pumpkins, the peephole type, which are the little pumpkins, the New England pie pumpkins, do make wonderful pies, and they can be carved out for little jack-o'-lanterns. Some people paint these. Now, if you paint them and you're careful with them, you can peel all that skin off when you use them and make a pie, too. Now, one other question, or actually that answers our question about them being squash or pumpkins. They're one or the other, depending on what you call them. The last question I've been getting is, where did the name jack-o'-lantern come from? Well, these originated from an Irish myth about a blacksmith by the name of Stingy Jack. He was said to fool the devil several times, trying to trick him into getting himself the last drink at the pub. He tricked the devil into promising not to take a soul when he died. Well, Jack died, but the devil wouldn't let him into hell because he promised he wouldn't do that. But because of his dealings with the dark powers and the love of strong liquor, Jack wasn't allowed into heaven either. So the devil gave Jack a burning coal to light his way and told him he's going to have to wander forever out in the dark. The coal was eventually, he got tired of carrying it with a pair of tongs, so he carved out a cabbage root, and he's roamed the earth ever since with that thing, and it's been emitting its eerie green light. Well, the Irish begin to call this ghostly figure the Jack with the Lantern. So in Ireland, people make lanterns from turnips and put them in their windows to scare away Stingy Jack. And our ancestors that came from the old country brought the tradition here, but they found out that the pumpkins make one heck of a lot better jack-o'-lantern than did the cabbages or the turnips. One last thing. This is the last chance this week you're going to get to go to the community farmers markets and the roadside stands. Most close after Halloween. So you need to do things like pick up the winter squash if you're going to save those, onions and potatoes and so forth, and they do have them in bulk. There are some tomatoes and peppers out there which you can get and use them for processing. In the fall, the cabbages and the Brussels sprouts and cauliflower are excellent. They have those too. And they also at the garden centers and roadside stands do have things like garden supplies, straw, rose cones, bird seed, even have some tools, and they certainly have garden books. Well, that's about enough for this week, but next week we're going to finish up the garden year, and we'll call it quits for 2020.
Jim Fussell, back after this.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, 52 degrees, a light south wind, and we'll look for moderate highs again today, middle 70s.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Denver Broncos say General Manager John Elway and Team President Joe Ellis have tested positive for COVID-19. The team says both Elway and Ellis are experiencing mild symptoms and will work from home in self-isolation. The team said no players or coaches came into close contact with either Elway or Ellis recently. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys have placed quarterback Andy Dalton on the reserve COVID-19 list as of yesterday, keeping him out of a second straight game after he was sidelined by a concussion. Dalton will be the first Dallas player to go on the COVID-19 list since before the season. The numbers are in, and the unbeaten Steelers have maintained a top spot in the AP Pro 32 poll. The Steelers received 10 of the 12 first-place votes for 382 points in balloting yesterday by media members who regularly cover the NFL. The Steelers moved to 7-0 for the second time in franchise history, beating Baltimore last Sunday 28-24. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Twin Valley League Volleyball All-League teams announced. First team, Centralia's Avery Dieters, Clifton Clyde's Kiera Knox, and Frankfurt's Mariah Brocksterman. First team, All-TVL from Hanover, Keegan Atkins, Madison Bruna, and Avery Behrens. From Lynn, Kyra Peters and Faith Beichman. Valley Heights, Emma Torber, Kat Torber, and Emma Youngeberg. Washington County's Cameron Boykin and Wetmore's Reagan Osterhaus. Named All-TVL Volleyball Second Team, Centralia's Sarah Cook and Reagan Becker. Clifton Clyde's Julia Douglas, Donova West, Maya Olson and Avery Weathersby, Allison Gentleman of Hanover, Sophia Bott of Lynn, Kenzie Sports of Onega, Maddie Vermitten of Valley Heights, Alice Kern of Washington County, and Kenzie Strothman from Wetmore.
Weatherlore says nature holds clues about the upcoming winter, from woolly caterpillars to squirrel tails. What do you suppose fish-growing fur might indicate? A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that's served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 4th, the 309th day of the year. Former First Lady Laura Bush has a birthday, and on this day in 1842, Abraham Lincoln married his First Lady, Mary Todd. In November of 1938, a curious news item appeared in a Pueblo, Colorado newspaper. Fishermen had reported catching trout that had grown fur. Some blamed it on spillage of hair tonic into the river, while others saw it as a sign of a brutal winter in store. But reports of furried fish actually go back as far to the 1700s in North America, and there turns out to be a scientific explanation, a fungus infection which produces a fuzzy growth on the fish's body. It's not hard to see why people thought fish had actually grown fur. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Marshall County Clerk Sandy Wilson was reelected Tuesday, holding off a challenge from Crystal Busey with 56% of votes. With a write-in challenge from Richard Hole yet to be fully tabulated, it appears 3rd District Commissioner Keith Bramhall will be reelected with 902 votes. Washington County had no contested local elections. In Nemahal County, 2nd and 3rd District County Commissioner seats were up for election, with Jason Cook holding off a write-in challenge in the 2nd District, garnering 65% of votes with 1,252. Write-in challengers tallied 523. Greg Allen, who remained on the ballot after he earlier withdrew from the race for personal reasons, got 144. Third District Commissioner Dennis Henry was unseated as challenger Dylan Kime nets 63% of ballots. Republican Lisa Moser handily defeated Jim Swim in a race for Kansas House with 75% of votes throughout the 106th District. Mosier won 2/3 of Marshall County ballots and took 82% in Washington and Nebahal counties, respectively. Dennis Pyle was reelected to the Kansas Senate with 72%, including 75% in Marshall, 79% in Nebahal County. Tracy Mann wins the big first district for U.S. House with 72%. That was his margin in Marshall County. Washington County showed 85%. Jake LeTourneur wins the second district race with 56%, including 70% in Marshall, 79% in Nebahal County. Roger Marshall takes the U.S. Senate seat with 54% of votes. Marshall County showed 68%, Washington 79%. For President, Donald Trump won the state's 6 electoral seats with a 57% margin. He was a strong favorite locally in Marshall County with 73%, Washington 82%, and Nebahal County 78%. For Gage County, 2nd District Supervisor Emily Haxby defeated Monty Merkel by a nearly 2/3 majority for the seat held by Matt Bauman, who did not run. In the 6th District, Don Schuler took Don Schuster, winning nearly 70% of the ballots, fending off a write-in campaign from Schuster.
KNDY.
Four houses down from me was a family with an only child. She was the only girl in this old world that can make me smile. Down the road, I made up reasons to go down the road. Somewhere inside of me, there was something she took a liking to. Well, I asked her to marry me. She said she really wanted.